You're listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly, and the co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, author, blogger, and recovering darkness addict. I've experienced intense anxiety, deep depression, and life trauma, but I'm coming out of the other side now. Darkness was a comfort zone for me for a long time, and it felt safer than the light. So in this podcast, I share with you my journey into the light and how I move through challenge in an empowering way. I'll share with you tools and nurturing ways to embrace your humanity, and I'll bring along inspirational teachers to support your journey too. I was once a shy, scared introvert, afraid to speak, but that's all changing. Let's take this journey together and learn to fly. Welcome back to episode 8 of Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly. Today I'm going to talk about having vision. Having big, bold vision for yourself and your life. I spent a long time wrapped in negative expectations for myself after suffering from depression, anxiety, and really having a low opinion of what I could actually do in this world. It took me a long time to actually get to the point where, for things to change, we have to start widening our scope for possibility. We can always focus on what has been. We can focus on what we perceive to be failures. Or we can look to the future and worry about what will come based on our past. Or we can take a stop and begin to ask ourselves, is there something within me that needs to be expressed? What vision inside of me is really needing to be freed now? Now, having a big vision when you've had low self-esteem or an experience of low self-worth can be really difficult to have. I spent a long time following teachings like the Law of Attraction, Create Your Reality, and I actually got scared of my own thinking at one point. I think there's another way, especially for people who have mental health issues and who may look upon the potential and possibility of life as being somewhat limited. We start where we are, and we begin the process of stepping into the new. Now, one thing I did in my past when I really was into the Law of Attraction and creating my reality with my thoughts was that I had attachments. I was really attached to what I wanted. I wasn't able to let go of control. I was always looking towards the goal. At one point, I was so enamoured by wanting to travel the world that I would walk along the street in my local area and I would imagine I was in that other country travelling. I wasn't here now. I wasn't embracing what I could do in the present moment. I even went so far as to tell my ex-employer that I was leaving because I was coming into some money to go travelling. I was so wrapped up in the idea that I could fulfil my dreams by thinking them. But after all of that, I stopped dreaming and I stopped envisioning. And it was necessary for a time because I was too addicted to wanting something other than what is here, what is now. I didn't become mindful till much later. I think we can get lost in the wanting and the desiring. And then we go so far as that we forget that we are allowed to dream. We are allowed to have big, bold vision. we are allowed to have an idea of possibility and brightness in our future. This doesn't mean that we're getting lost to the future anymore. It only means that we're here now and we're feeling almost like a whiff of possibility inside of us growing. Now, recently, I became the co-producer of Shining Bright Radio. And it was very easy to get lost in the doing and in the future and what is the potential. And I was speaking to a good friend of mine, Michael. One day we were sitting in the garden and I was feeling a bit low about my potential and my possibilities in life. But I knew I had to do this. I was so passionate about Shining Bright Radio. I felt this great need to put this beautiful station out into the world to help people with mental health issues and to support and empower people so that everyone can find their own sense of balance. But I got lost in the details. I got lost in attachments. And he said to me one day, just see it like you are a farmer. You are a farmer and you are planting your seeds. You are ploughing your fields, ready for harvest. Now the key is not to plant your seeds, not to plough your fields, not to tend to your farm for the harvest. You do it for the joy and just the enjoyment of being in the moment with whatever project, whatever vision, whatever desire you want to happen in this world. And as you farm your fields, as you embrace these dreams or visions that you have for yourself, begin to allow a fearless acceptance of radical possibilities in your world. I'm not saying that you envision so much of what you want that all you're doing is dreaming and thinking about the future. But right now, what is it that you can do? Ask yourself, is your vision worthy of being expressed? And what small way can you allow your vision to come into the world right now? Even if it is simply setting up a website or starting to write the first page of your book or doing some voluntary work. Now, a good sign that you're expanding and your vision is beginning to grow is that you begin to feel dizzy. You may feel a bit like it's not right for you that it's happening. You may feel a bit scared. You may wonder, is this you? Is this a right fit for you? And the reason you feel like this is because you've been wearing shoes that are two sizes too small for too long. And because of this, when you step into the new, when you step into your new shoes, or you go from a very small pond into a very large pond, it's going to feel really uncomfortable to start with. You're going to look at it and think, but I don't know what that is. I don't think it's me. I don't feel like I'm here yet. Because you're not there yet. And you know that the beginning of anything new is going to feel like this. It's change. It's uncomfortable. You're getting out of your comfort zone. You're starting something that you may not know what's going to happen. And that's the whole point of having a vision. It's about leaping out of known waters into unknown waters. And recognizing that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if it's going to get out into the world in the way you want it to. And this is where surrendering attachment is needed. And beginning to trust that life, in its wisdom, has so far got you to where you are now. No matter what trauma, no matter what difficulties, no matter what challenges you've gone through in life, life got you here, you're still breathing, you're making choices, you're listening to this audio, you're considering what visions you want to put out into the world and how. So pretty much life has supported you this far. It's had your back. Perhaps maybe it hasn't given you everything you wanted in the way that you wanted it. Perhaps the timing of life has not given it to you at the time you wanted it. But this is all okay. This is what life's about. It's about feeling alive, truly alive. We all want a sense of security in life. We all want to feel like we're okay and we're going to be taken care of. But I think what we've missed is the fact that true security comes from being brave. It comes from taking risks. It comes from growing our courage backbone. And the more that we step into the new, the more we allow the uncertainty of our future, and the more accepting we are of this experience, the more alive we become. And the more alive that we become, the more secure we actually are. So allowing your big vision, allowing yourself to grow into this vision, putting passion, love, whatever you can, into this vision on a regular basis. You are learning to fly. This is how it happens. This is where self-love actually happens too. When we not only accept who we are, all of what we perceive our flaws, our weaknesses, our strengths, but we actually allow ourselves to believe that we can grow and expand to a bigger version of who we are right now. Because your light in this world was put inside of you for a reason. There are people watching what you're doing, waiting for you to bring forth your vision. Now, it doesn't matter how unconventional your vision is. It doesn't matter how crazy sounding your vision is. In fact, the more unconventional, the better. Because the more unconventional and different you are, the more this is not in the world yet, and it is needed. A vision cannot be placed inside of you without the means for it to manifest. Now, it may not come about in the way you want it to, like I said before. It may not come about in the same timing that you would like it to happen. But it will happen. Even if your vision has a label, maybe you want to be a writer or an author of a book. But perhaps inside of you is a desire to do writing for screenplays, or writing for television, or other types of self-expression also. So be open to expanding that vision. Don't limit your vision. If you go along the road and you're just racing towards this door at the end of your path, imagine what you're missing along the way. Imagine what outlets for your creativity and your light you're going to miss by going straight forward. Now, all you can do each day is form your field. Your field is your vision, your dreams, your goals. Put a little bit of seeds into your vision every day. Put some love into that vision. Water the plants. Turn the soil over. Remove the weeds, and the weeds are parts of your vision that are not working. And acknowledge that what you're doing may not be working and you can change it. Really get clear about where you are. Is what you're doing what you're meant to be doing? Is it what you need? Or is it your ego running the show? Sometimes we get so lost in the vision of other people and we don't realise that that vision is from other people. Perhaps we've been conditioned by our culture, our peer group, our parents, to do a certain thing in life. But we forgot to ask, but who am I? What are my needs? Are my quirky eccentricities part of who I am that I'm meant to express into this world? Only you can know this. And it's very important that you find this out. Because this world requires you. No matter how sad you may feel, no matter how frustrated you may feel, no matter how angry you feel, when you start to get clear about what you need and start to take just those small steps, life will support those steps. And all sorts of what they call synchronicity, serendipity, all sorts of inspiration, opportunities will come your way. But first you need to take the risk to step into the new. To have a fearless acceptance of the radical possibilities of your life. If something scares you, but it also excites you, it generally means you're meant to do it. And with every step you make, as you keep stepping into things that scare you, that excite you, your field of vision will grow and expand. And before you know it, you will be in the flow and surrendering to your life's path, not your ego. Am I doing this because I need to do this? Am I doing this because my heart sings for this? Or am I doing this because my ego wants this? These are very important questions to ask. And I'll leave that with you for now. You're worthy of big vision. You can surrender attachment. You are able to use your goals as if you were a farmer or a gardener. Work on it each day, regularly, but not for the harvest, simply for the pleasure and appreciation of that vision. Have a fearless acceptance of the radical possibilities in your life. And know that it won't be comfortable in the beginning. Thanks for listening to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. If you have any questions or any ideas for podcasts in the future, please pop by Kelly Martin Speaks on Podbean and leave a comment and I'll get back to you. Alternatively, you can email me at kellymartinspeaks@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye. Thanks for listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'd love to reach more people. So if you could subscribe to me on iTunes and leave a review, this really helps. And if you'd like to support my work, pop over to kellymartinspeaks.co.uk to read more, or follow me on social media, or visit my YouTube channel. A donation is always welcome. Thanks, everyone.